Mem Dalet Sif Vav. Yehudei Hakoni Mechas. We've had a lot of stringencies previously. Maybe we should close the door here. We had a few stringencies in regards to malacha that a goy does on behalf of a Jew. Here, tonight, we're going to have some interesting kulas. What we're going to have is massive exceptions, the proportions of which we won't be able to necessarily be kovei, la maisa, but at least the structure will have. Meches is a tax. So here we're talking about, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the language of the Mechaber is a little awkward. Over here, the Jew was hired by the government to collect the taxes, which is not the Jews didn't have some good positions throughout medieval times. So he's Kone Meches, so he's the one who is supposed to collect the tax. And he hires a Gentile to do that on Shabbos. Mutter imhu bikibolas. So if it's done bikibolas, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. So if there is an arrangement that resembles the arrangement of kablonus, then it would be acceptable. What is that kibolas? Dahainu sha'omer lo v'shikitigve mea dinarim etan l'cha kach v'kach. When you collect 100, then I will give you such and such. In other words, he doesn't tell the goy to do it on Shabbos. He doesn't pay him for his work on Shabbos. He says to him, etan l'cha kach v'kach. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Imu b'kibolas, the az shari medina, once it's b'kibolas, then it's mutter. Kimo b'oris la'abdam b'reish simen reish nun gimel, as we learn in regards to oros la'abdam. The mutter liknos l'okodim shkiya sacham imu b'kibolas. So there are cases where it's going to be permissible. Mishum, the adayte d'naf she'yav, because the guy is doing it, adayte d'naf she'yav. Va'av agav, the osa shom l'chmo alo melachto b'shabes. Vod avimilsa b'farhesya she'esik ha'yidu alachol shu Yisrael. V'kmo she'yoyse ha'en Yehudi ata b'es Yisrael. Dami, the osa shom, mikomokl mitiru b'zeh, mishum pseida. Ah, so the question is that we've been machmir up until now. Up until now, we've been entirely machmir, because we've said that anything that's associated with the Jew's job, so then in such a case is a problem marasai. Not only do you have the issue of kibolas, but and adait de denafshe, but you also have the issue of the marasayin. So here we have this massive heter, the scope of which has to be examined more. And that is the heter of pseida. The odum bol al memono. So here, Chazal actually were concerned. If we were going to be machmir on the Marasayin, what would happen is the Jew would come to do malacha. He would come to do malacha. V'lo sharisle asa ligvos be'atzmo. V'yovel de yisur d'oraisa. That if you're not going to allow the Jewish tax collector to collect, then he's going to come to do himself. The shemiyichtov piske kederach hamochsim. Well, if he's a mashma, so if this is the heter, that the normally most of the people, unfortunately, in the town knew that it was a Jewish tax collector, so then you have a problem marasayin. But nevertheless, marasayin is nitche because of chash Hashem yasom alachta. So now the Mishnah Berurah has an afkamina. Well, if he's a mashma, the meches she'in kosvin could go nosen shalachim mina machol b'meches. But if he doesn't require anything to write down, but the Jew would just collect on behalf of the government the fruits, also a filay day in Yehudi, so then in such a case it will be yasur. The loyavli day yasur do raisa. So we limit the scope of that heter. So what comes out is that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about a certain instance where we forego the chashim arasayin. However, avotaz among and ram asik that feel both in zeh sharin al day in Yehudi mishum pseida. Nevertheless, it is mutter. In other words, once they were matter entirely. Miu ba'atzmo also kavaf mechashamini machol. I feel lo hova mechutz l'tchum. Even if there aren't any other problems with the machol, why is that also mishum mimtzoch vatzecha? This is simin shin vav that the pasuk describes in Yeshayo, mimtzoch vatzecha v'daber dover, that on Shabbos you're not supposed to be involved with your esek of chafatzim during the week, as well as daber dover. Another case in the Mishnah Berurah. Here you don't have to go to the later post. The Mishnah Berurah gives us very particular examples. Yehudi shesachar bishul melech min hasar. A Jew who hires someone to cook salt, so then he's allowed to, in other words, he has the rights of salt making in his community, so then in such a case, he's allowed to hire workers. In such a case, it's permissible, again, because this is an example where if it's arranged through the government, there's so much at play of whether he does the job or he doesn't do the job, so then we're afraid that he's going to come lidei malacha. So a shaila always has to be asked when it comes to these issues, as we see. We up until now, we said, even b'kibos marasayin is aser, there are some exceptions. It gets even more nuanced. Let's continue on in the Ramah. Says the Ramah as follows. V'chein yuchal ha'asker ha'meches v'chol ha'shabos leini yehudi. So the way in which the meches is done is he gives it to an eino yehudi, ve'eino yehudi yikach ha'revach shel shabbos la'atzmo, and the non-Jew will take the revach of the Shabbos itself, v'lo chashinan sheyom l'tzarech l'Yisrael huosa. And we're not afraid that he's going to say that he's doing it l'tzarech Yisrael. The mokum pseida ke'agavna lo chashashu. So really, the Ramah is just expanding on what we've learned up until now, that mokum pseida, then in such a case, we don't have this chashash. Now, what does it mean, lo chashashu? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hei. Da, demashma kol ha-poskim, de lo etiru afil mokum hafsegadol, el ba'ofen ze shetzira shulchan aruch. Da hainu obiki bolso shemaske lo eskuf ha-revach. In the above cases, where it's kimbolas, or there were maskir guf harevach, then in such a case, it will be permissible. But with schir yom, in such a case, it would be absolutely prohibited. In such a case, one would not be allowed to do it. The Ramah goes on, we're going to continue with the Mishnah Berurah Mizah Teda shortly, but let's see the Ramah's examples, and then we'll get involved with the Mishnah Berurah's examples, and then a couple of practical examples, and we'll be left with those examples, and knowing that we have to ask a shaila, because these things, you can't even, I believe that even if we would have learned this well, from the Gemaras and so on and so forth, these things are so dachistic, to come out with halacha lemaisa, is quite hard. Says the Ramah, Yisrael ha'mumun al matbea shel melech. A Yisrael that was in charge of the currency of the king. Notice, all these cases are government jobs. Now, if a person is the government decides he's not doing a good job, then he loses the whole thing. It's not like, you know, okay, I don't work on Shabbos. I won't be a dentist on Shabbos. So it doesn't. But if you're a dentist for the army, and you're not going to work, and you're not going to have a goy open your practice on Shabbos, and it could be the army's going to throw away the whole contract with you. So it's a much greater risk that's at play in such an instance. So if also he's in charge of the currency, it's the same halacha. So there was some type of noise that was made, nevertheless, that was clearly associated Jew, nevertheless it's mutter, again, because of hesed gadol yizar. But one thing we should be careful, adds the Ramah. Shal yeshav yisrael itzan yehudi b'shabes k'isik v'melachto metbeo b'kabal samechas. The Jew should not stand next to him during that period of time. In other words, when the goy is collecting, the Jew shouldn't sit next to him. Now, everybody knows, unfortunately, again, everybody knows it's the Jew, the tax collector. So what does it help that whether he sits next to him or not? The Marasayin is already a problem, but we were matir b'makom hefse meruba. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah said, shel yeshav Yisrael, it's a totally different issue over here that Mishnah Berurah explains in Lamed Zayin. We'll go back to the middle of Lamed Hey where we left off shortly. And he says that's a problem in Mimtzoch Fatzecha, on the first wide line on the next page. He says that's a problem in Mimtzoch Fatzecha, that if the Jew is there and he's sitting next to the guy who's collecting, so he's thinking his whole time, he's involved entirely with the business. So in such a case, it's usher for that reason. However, adds the Mishnah Berurah, the last few lines of our simen, on the next page. Avlam eini yoshev sham el kedei lishmar sein yudi shal yigno min ameches mutter. In such a case, it will be mutter. Not because he's not interested there from himself, but again, it comes back to the hefse meruba, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. And what comes out here is a massive heter that the Mishnah Berurah concludes with. Umizeh nicha mashenogu machzike rechai mehasar. Those who have a governmental contract to grind grain, lahoshiv sham yisrael fil b'shabbos, that the Jew could sit there on Shabbos, rak yizaru shelo yidaber klum be'esek. But you should be careful not to speak about the esek at all. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah we said in Sifkatan Lamed Hey spells out another halacha lemaisa example about four lines into Sifkatan Lamed Hey. Umizet teida, from all of the above halachas we should learn. Sheosan anashim achzikim beis hamashke shalochem erev Shabbos ezein yehudi beveisam. Those people, Jews who owned, that was the two jobs, right? The Jews were the tax collectors and the pub owners. Got us great relationships with all the silly peasants. Okay. Shalosa Anasha Machzikim Besam Ashalochim Erev Shabbos Ezen Yehudi Bebesan Al Yom Hashabbos Lasok B'Mechiras Hamashke Shalokedin Hem Osim. So what do? They have a guy who works as the bartender for on Shabbos. Davshim Nechshav Minias Revach Yom Hashabbos Lehefse Gadol. Even if you're going to say that if he doesn't make money on Shabbos, that's considered Hefse Gadol. Mikol Mokom Halo Lo Yitir B'Schir Yom Mamish. Schir Yom is not going to be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that all that we've said that is mutter is only going to be a case of kibolas. In such a case, it's going to be mutter. Now, the fundamental halacha of makom pseida being matir is that makom pseida points out the ber halacha, and this is where it gets really sticky. This is where I said it's massive kulas, is that not only is the heter of hefseg gadol seeming to be makel on the case of Kablon, not Schir Yom, points out the Mishnah Berurah we just read, but it also seems to be matir Schar Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, the Jew is making money on malacha that was done by the guy. This is no longer like everything that we learned. We couldn't skip tonight, even though I was crazy busy. I couldn't skip tonight. Why? Because what we've been learning for the last few weeks, everything we've been discussing, Kabbalah, Marasayan, and so on and so forth, was having the guy build a house, build a kelim, etc., etc. But now we've got a new situation over here. Now we've got also a situation where we're being matir in extreme circumstances for the Jew to have the goy do malacha kibolas. We're forgetting about marasayin, and what's happening is the Jew is now making money. So that's a new tziur. Says the Be'er Halacha in Dibra Masal Mukom Pseida, Hikshe Amogen Avram, Da'lo Mishum Schar Lo Maklinon Afil Mokom Pseida, Kinemuchach Besimen Reish Mem Gilm V'tanu Merchatz. So he points out, not only were we talking about different cases, when we spoke about Tanur and Merchatz and Reshem and Gimel, we didn't allow for the Jew to be Marviach. So here he makes a very subtle distinction, which is one of the things I was referring to, that we can't apply Lemaisa Lemaisa, but we should know that these two categories exist, and that is that one category is called minias harevach, that by not having your merchatz working, so then in such a case, then you're just losing out the profits and Shabbos, and that's gufa the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lekacho. And then there's another thing, and that is the meches, that when we're talking about the meches, there you're losing the entire day. It's not only that you're losing revach, you're losing the entire day that you normally would have. Now, that requires a lot of sharpening. What's the difference between the meches of Shabbos, that we say that's not called revach? You only make a calculation of 6 days of revach, not 7 days. So when it comes to Tanur Merchatz, so you can only calculate six, you can't calculate the seven. But when it comes to the meches, so there the meches isn't looked at, the revach of the seventh. So that requires a ton hezber, exactly that chiluk of the Be'er Halacha. But it's definitely a chiluk. It just requires to be sharpened. And then the Ber Halacha concludes. Umashma, when I say concludes, I mean five lines into the Ber Halacha. First, we're on line of Shetirets. Umashma, de be'etzem inyo, psikle el magraf, ram lufiyam eskanshlo, ime kulina klam shum pseidel in yiskir Shabbos. It's not clear that the magraf ram comes out of the kula at all. Avla taso, vebehedio, de be'meches, shu esik godol, lo asrin mishum schar Shabbos. So the other approach is to say that when we're talking about something that's an esek godol, so then in such a case, the Taz is even more mekel Magen Avram. Magen Avram has a schiluk. The Taz, what he says is that esek godol is going to be mutter, v'chein das ha-tosef v'shabbos sham gamkein, to be a hefzid godol, miklina linyan schar Shabbos. With a hefzid godol, we would be mekel when it comes to schar Shabbos. This is a massive chidush lahalacha for businessmen to be aware of, that the shayla needs to be asked in terms of hefsid gadol. However, the Ber Halacha concludes, as we emphasize with the Mishnah Brura, ach ledivrei kula mashim v'schir yom ein lahakal b'shem gavna. This entire heter is not going to apply with schir yom, like we saw in the case of the tavern. I would like to suggest, not without having done the sugya in its entirety, I would like to suggest that every single one of these cases that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were all government contracts. And anybody who's familiar, not that I really am, but I just like reading the news and like reading history. So from what I know from history and the news is that government contracts are very much black and white. You know, you get the contract and you lose the contract. It's not in between. It's not like you have 100 patients or 100 clients, and sometimes you have 90, sometimes you have 80, and sometimes you have 120. So if you lose one, it's not the end of the world. Here, everything is at stake, and not only that, it's the Jews standing vis-a-vis the government, and so many other things, so maybe that would be the heter, which would cut down this hefsid gadol. Along these lines, the Dirshu quotes from the Shevet Alevi that says the following, Umisha asakov gedolim, person who has a large company and he could stand to make more profits on Shabbos, and then the argument goes, why don't you use the heter of Pseida? Isn't Pseida itself a matir for Marisayim? By the way, they give us another Maramakum if you need another one that spells it out, that the Sharetzian and Reish Mem Hei, Sif Katan Yud Beis, says it out exactly the way we've been saying up until now in terms of Hefsid. So that's the Sharetzian Sif Katan Yud Beis in Reish Mem Hei. So if you took the Sharetzian literally, you took it out of self, so what the Sharetzian is saying is that you could be Matir Kabbalas if it's Hefsid Gadol. So here they quote the Shevet Alevi, She'ena v'chal heter zeh mishum shelo hutar adover, ela la'odom shu'u lulai zeh yafsid memona. V'yishover mate lachma. I'm reading from 27 on Amud Vav, in the Dirshu, going back a page. So he quotes the Shevet Alevi Chel Gimel, Simen Chav Gimel, who says that the only time he spoke about Hefsid is really if someone was going to collapse, his business was going to collapse. So then if it was b'kiboles, and then is a hefsid gadol, maybe in such a case there are times that will be matir. So a lot of the chumras that we had in the previous couple of weeks might fall away in dire circumstances, as long as it's being done b'kibolas, that there are times that one might be matir the cases of marisayin. And I think our diuk fits well the way we were medayik in the Mechaber of the Ramah, that these weren't stam hefsid gadol cases. These were cases where the person would be mamish, the way we use the modern Hebrew, lehitmotet, that would go bankrupt and so on and so forth. So then in such a case, it could very well be that we would forgo the Isser of Marisayim. However, we would not forgo the Isser of Schir Yom. Okay.
So remember we're saying hefsid gadol here in these cases,